Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And today, our theme is all about how following Jesus means we are love, a community built on love and known for its love. This is something we're going to explore this week through one of the most famous passages in the Bible, read at many, many a wedding, 1 Corinthians 13, the love is patient, love is kind passage. Let's read it though, because maybe if you just heard it at weddings, you haven't heard the whole passage. So here's the whole story from 1 Corinthians.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and have all knowledge and have all faith so as to remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have and deliver my body over to be burned and have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. It does not envy or boast. Love is not arrogant or rude. Love doesn't seek the things of itself. Love is not quickly angry. It does not keep a record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices together in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. Because now I know in part and I prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, then what is partial passes away. Because when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I left behind childish ways. Because now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. So now faith, hope, and love remain. These three, and the greatest of these is love.
Well, chances are you've heard that at a wedding or two before. It's really well known for that because it's some beautiful poetry about love. But because it's so popular at weddings, people often walk away with the impression that that's what this passage is about. It's about romantic love. It is a beautiful romantic passage because most weddings kind of narrow in on just those few verses. Love is patient, love is kind, which, you know what, is good advice. It's good advice to be patient and kind and all that. But this isn't in the Bible as advice for people getting married, good as it may be. It's actually in the Bible because it's talking to a Christian community. It's talking to a church in the city of Corinth. The first Christians to gather there, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this passage, would have founded their church when he traveled to their town. And he'd heard they were having some trouble, and so he wrote them letters. And this was the first letter we know of anyway, 1 Corinthians, where he's writing to them with his advice, with his leadership, since he's moved on to other cities to start churches elsewhere. So this letter was primarily written to a Christian community, the church in Corinth. Now, it's a bit of an artificial distinction because when Christians marry, they do become a little Christian community, a little church. It's so small, it's two, and then maybe their children, their family. But a Christian community, you know, can be very small. And so in some cases, a married couple, if they're both followers of Jesus, is a Christian community. And some of this does apply to them. But it's certainly not just wedding advice in and of itself. It's not just about romantic love. It's not about people who feel love for one another or are in love. This is about people who actively love one another, even if they don't like each other, even if they don't feel affection for one another. It's for helping people show love and live love, which is a very different thing. If that sounds hard, well, it is sometimes. Love is hard, especially when it's something we actively do, even for those who we don't like or want to be around. When we show love, it's sacrificial. And that's the kind of love that's described in this passage, a sacrificial love that's not a selfish love, like a lust, where it's just about what can I get out of this, what can I feel out of this relationship, but rather a love that's about what can I do for the other person? How can I serve and love and care for them, regardless of what I get out of it? That's a self-giving, sacrificial love. And that's what the Bible is talking about in 1 Corinthians 13, and it's what Jesus lived out as an example for others. Now, this kind of love, it's important in a marriage. Yes, it's important in a loving relationship. But more importantly, it is the secret sauce, the essential ingredient for Christian community, for being a church of people learning to follow Jesus together, whether we're in one place at one time, like many churches, or whether we're a scattered Christian community, like those who follow Redeem the Commute. What's essential is that we're known for our love for one another, our love for others in our lives, a sacrificial, self-giving kind of love. It's essential. Paul puts it right in this passage where he says, "If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have no love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." What he's saying there is that love is essential. It is absolutely critical to being a Christian community, followers of Jesus, learning and worshiping together. Everything else, whatever other good stuff may happen, whether it's the stuff he lists off, you know, prophecy and tongues and things like that, people speaking for God, people speaking other languages they don't even know because of God, those would all seem to be good things. Giving to others, good. But if it's not built on love, selfless, sacrificial giving love, then it's actually not love, it's selfish. It's me giving so I'll get credit. It's me speaking in tongues so I'll look spiritual. It's me prophesying so people will listen to me. There's a big difference between looking religious and spiritual without love and truly being a follower of Jesus, where love is greater than any of these other signs of the Spirit. So, the bottom line here is that love is the essential ingredient. There are all kinds of other things that happen in Christian community and in Christian lives, but the number one piece of evidence of a follower of Jesus and a community of people following Jesus is when they show sacrificial, self-giving love for others in the community and outside the community. Well, we'll learn more about this tomorrow, but in the meantime, I've got a question for you to explore, and I hope you won't do it alone, but that you'll practice this in community, since I'm telling you it's so important. So find some other people you know, from the train, bus, work, home, somebody else in your life. Watch the same videos or listen to the same podcasts on the same days, and then whenever you're together, even if it's for just a few minutes, talk about what you're learning, how it's changing your life. So here's your question for today. How do the descriptions of love in verses 4 and 5 conflict with the views that many people have about love? Give some specific examples if you can. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.